Well, cool. Losing all the music. Sick, 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 sick. that means one thing around here. Talking about practice. Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show is on the way. We want to thank you guys for spending an hour of your evening with the nonsense it is we do around here. We appreciate it. Before we get into the show, we want to shout out some of our underwriters around here. Talking about practice is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by Mountain Sports, providing outdoor clothing and equipment for hiking, cross-country skiing, camping, and just enjoying the great outdoors. Mountain Sports is located in downtown Chico at 176 East 3rd Street, and their telephone number is 345-5011. So as always, we want to thank Mountain Sports, and most importantly, we want to thank you for listening to us right here on FM 90.1 KZFR Chico. With no further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let's start the show.
We're talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We're talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up. We just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we're talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We're talking about practice. We're talking about practice, man.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Talking About Practice. Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. Your man, Jarrell Gilbert, in the building. My partner in crime, Derek Izumaki.
What's good, party people? You may want to turn my mic on.
That'd be great.
Wow. Wow, Brad, you are off to a fantastic start.
Just absolutely killing it.
What's up, party people?
Did you switch mics? No?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't see that. Okay. Didn't see the switch. Right, that was my bad.
Anyway, moving on. Our man is fresh off of vacation. He's back. Mr. Jordan Booth, a.k.a. DJ J-Pounds. What's goody?
What's up, y'all? It's still Black History Month.
Shouts to Black History Month, even though I think we could get rid of that, but we'll talk about that later. Because it should be just regular history, American history. But whatever, we'll talk about it later. And we got our man, Stepman Brad.
Yeah!
Can you hear stuff now?
I can hear stuff now.
All right, cool. We went from you not being able to hear to having to share mics. You've been really going through the ringer lately. You okay,
you know,
buddy?
I have. No, I'm okay.
You're doing good?
It's been 2020 for me.
I don't know what that means.
It's been a full year so far, and it's only been a month and a half.
Ooh. You saying it's 2020 does not connote, oh, it's been a tough year for me right now.
Yeah. I like this.
Yeah, where do you want to go with this?
Oh, no, I was liking where this whole thing was going. I was in the back like, good.
I'm just saying, good. Excellent. I mean, were you saying it's been 2020? That I don't know. That makes no sense.
I agree.
Most of my statements make no sense.
I agree also.
Also agreed. do you want to?
Court is adjourned. Okay. Yeah.
Do you want to explain further, or should we move on?
I mean, just the sharing of the mics. My headphones not working. It's just been a rough Monday.
It's been 2020, y'all.
It's been 2020. 2020. Hey, Brad just made the phrase of 2020. Dab lit. It's been 2020.
2020. You're welcome.
Oh man, so we got some stuff to get into. We got some NFL. We got some Major League Baseball. We got foot and mouth on the way. You know what's interesting? Derek, you might find this shocking, but I watched more soccer than I watched of anything else this weekend.
Very nice.
Yeah, I watched Liverpool.
I mean, you have really many options.
Yeah, I was saying, man, I mean, want to watch the XFL? Yeah.
The only team I want to watch in the XFL right now is Houston and DC. Those are the only two teams I want to see.
Well, can you explain?
Houston has Cardale Jones, Ohio State, ex-Ohio State quarterback, champion, amazing arm, and they have a nice overall team, and their defense is outstanding. Houston has Philip Walker, another African-American quarterback, outstanding movement from Temple University, and he threw three touchdowns to the same guy last week. So Houston and D.C. are my favorites to win out the XFL right now. But those are also like the only like eight teams I've seen. Like out of the eight teams I've seen, I don't even know how many teams are in the league.
I think there's probably eight.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure
you got them all.
You nailed it. You got
I don't know all the locations, but yeah, I'm into it for sure. I can't wait to talk about that.
Okay, we'll get into XFL shortly. Like I mentioned, we got Major League Baseball. We got Foot and Mouth. I got a player haters ball. What's up with Valentine's Day? It's annoying. We'll talk about it later, though. Don't worry, I'm not heartbroken.
Yeah, I said you sound heartbroken.
I'm okay. I'm
you sound fine. Hurt.
Who hurts you, Jerome?
Oh, man, so many girls. No, I'm just joking.
He does it to himself. I'm just saying. There's no pity.
Right? I'm going to say, I'd be having no pity
you
for some of
you. Do it to yourself,
man.
Completely, 100%.
Like, what did you expect to happen?
Jeez.
Wow. He's like the boy who cries wolf, I feel. He's just saying, this heartbreak. Eventually, one of these days, he's going to get really heartbroken.
It is going to hurt.
Like John S. style heartbroken. and we're going to be like, yeah, no, man. Just,
that's
you know,
what it's like.
Your pity. No pity here.
No man. Pity. No. Oh, man. All right. Fair enough. Enough about my personal problems. Thanks for judging me, guys.
You don't have personal problems. That's what we're saying.
Oh, right. Yeah. No, my life's actually pretty awesome.
They're interpersonal problems.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
You're creating yourself.
Okay, great. Thanks, guys. I didn't know I was going to
have this. Therapy is over now. You're welcome.
All right. What is it?
Intervention.
Yep, yeah. There you go, Brad. See, that's what Brad's good for. That's what Brad's on right now.
Good for a few things, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, big dog.
You know.
Woo, woo, woo.
Big trust.
Big trust. You know.
Oh, man.
All right, let's actually talk some sports now.
All right, let's do it. Your boys from TVP back in the building. It feels good to be back. And, again, slow time of the year, so we're going to talk all sorts of nonsense. But I do want to talk about this weekend and what happened in the NBA, which was no actual games that mattered. But the dunk contest seemed to really matter this year. I mean, I didn't even see one Dwight Howard dunk because I didn't care.
The one dunk he did, the little 360 with the one hand, I mean, it was just not – as amazing because he's 7 foot tall and huge, but it was a tight dunk.
Yeah, it was good.
Dwight Howard showed a lot more flexibility than I thought because he's a little older. He looks kind of stiff out there sometimes.
No doubt.
Yeah,
I mean he's definitely a rejuvenated man right now.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. But I mean you could tell even LeBron's movements you could see he's not young Bron. You know what I mean?
No doubt. Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Except when he takes off, man. Yeah. The other day when he did that reverse, the Kobe dunk, that was insane.
Yeah.
LeBron James,
dude is still bang. It's ridiculous. Anyway, I want to get back to the dunk contest. Let's talk about this before we just get into the dunk contest. Are you guys viewing sports much the way I am, where if you don't really have a chance to watch it live, you're not freaking out or you're not DVRing it because you're going to see the entire thing on Instagram or Twitter? Are you guys consuming sports the same way?
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, there's maybe very few games in my life I would actually consider recording and watching, rewatching. So most sports, yes.
Well, your team's probably got to be involved.
100%.
Yeah, that's the only time. There's no, like, I would never, like, if I missed the Super Bowl, couldn't watch it, I wouldn't, like, record it and rewatch it unless my team was in it.
See, I wouldn't miss the Super Bowl.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. I mean, I probably wouldn't either.
I wouldn't miss the Game 7 in the NBA Finals. Like, I would make sure I'm home for that.
Sure, but you're not going to watch it. You're not going to DVR Game 4 of the Western Conference Finals.
No, sir.
If you can't make it, you're just going to
look at the score and watch the highlights.
Exactly.
Yeah, SportsCenter. That's what SportsCenter has done for everybody.
Well, that's what I mean. Like I said, our Instagram feed, everyone out there is just posting, the crazy stuff that's happening out there, no matter what it
content.
Is.
And it's great.
Yeah.
So this is what I want to talk about. We could get into the nitty gritty of what happened in the dunk contest and if Aaron Gordon got robbed. We could get to all that later. Because I didn't find that nearly as interesting as I find this conversation. Did any of you watch it live?
I did.
I did too.
Yeah.
Brad?
Live on Twitter.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So, no.
Site.
Do you actually watch the whole thing live?
Well, I like piece by piece as it was coming out. So no, not live, but like it got posted.
You didn't see
I
all like, the
watched
between
it.
Stuff.
No, yeah. No.
But I mean, that's cool.
That's
though.
The best part way to do it. Stuff in between it is
some
hogwash.
Of the in between stuff is super lame. Yeah, hogwash.
Yeah. I think the bite side the dunk contest is almost made for social media the way it's set up, because the bite-sized version is so much better than actually watching the entire thing.
Because well, let's say the dude a dunk takes you 10 seconds at most, so that's like a perfect clip right there. Boom, boom, his little wind-up, his boom, his throw-down, and the reaction afterwards.
Yes.
You see, you miss all the misses, the missed attempts, the bringing people out.
Granted, I feel like there weren't that many missed attempts in this dunk contest. I think there was only like one I can think of.
Oh, I mean, the finals were so long, I think people forgot how like the rest of the contest went, because the finals was hella long.
It did take a while.
It took a while. Yeah. They should have been a tie, I believe.
That or they just should have given it to Aaron Gordon. The guy has produced probably two of the best dunks the dunk contest has ever seen.
Yeah, the one off the backboard, the 360 off the backboard.
Oh, my God.
Off the
side. That was filthy.
I was like, it's over.
That
was 51.
Filthy, man. That was disgusting. And then he did the one we played based against Zach LaVine where he like jumped over his mascot
and went behind his legs, behind his back.
Yeah, that was another awesome. Insane. I mean, he's had highlight dunks, and I think, you know, Bam, don't get me wrong, he had some amazing stuff, too. Not Bam. Derrick Jones.
Airplane mode.
Yeah. He was ridiculous, and, you know, he's a freak of nature out there.
But, yeah, well, I won a bunch of money. Well, and by a bunch, I mean I won some money because I put all my money on Derrick Jones Jr. And again, by all my money, I mean very little money, but that was enough money for me to feel good about it. I thought, Aaron.
You bet in Vegas?
No.
Oh.
No. I went through my buddy.
Oh, okay, where?
Yeah. Shout out to my bookie. Shout out to my boy who has a bookie.
Yeah, you got to go through people.
Yeah.
You got to go through your people's people to get a bookie.
Yeah, it would be great if we could just legalize sports gambling in California already. New Jersey's already done it. Vegas has done it. So let's go, Cali. We could be progressive in all these other things. People can go smoke weed all willy-nilly, but we can't bet on sports. It's stupid.
Really grinds my gears
when people piss all over the toilet seat.
Oh,
how hard is it to hit the water, guys?
Just put a Cheerio in there. Come on now.
How hard is this to hit the water? It's ridiculous.
And if you do happen to, clean it up.
Yeah.
At least. What are you doing there, man?
Completely agree. Come on. You know what? While we're on the topic, I know we've done this one before. Derek in particular has brought this up, but let's do it real quick.
You know what really grinds my gears?
When people walk around with a Bluetooth speaker, you can't afford headphones. You can afford if I rock with the song, I think it's uncomfortable.
But I do appreciate the effort to buy the speaker because I'm used to, you know, San Bernardino, so people are rocking around playing it off their speaker on their phone.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah, that's fair.
That's a whole different vibe.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Back to the dunk contest. So if you guys missed it, man, this was a hell of a dunk contest. At least the two top guys, Derrick Jones Jr. and Aaron Gordon, put on a hell of a show. Did you guys who watched it live, I think it's easier to say if you watch it live to have a real feeling for it. Did you feel Aaron Gordon was robbed?
I definitely did, just because of the way they went around things. It just seems like they were trying to elongate this thing as much as possible, trying to keep the content going.
Sure.
I think that the impressive feat, him being able to jump over Taco Fall in his last dunk, Aaron Gordon, that is, if you didn't realize that, he jumped over Taco Fall in his last dunk. For those of you not aware who Taco Fall is, the dude is 7'5". Granted, he probably jumped over a 7 foot, 7'1" dude with the way his head, probably a little bit, right around 7 foot, the way that his head was down. But either way, he jumped over him. And I feel like the dunk that he lost to Derrick Jones Jr., the dunk before that, I think it was better than that one, I felt. So I definitely felt that. I mean, granted, I also felt that Aaron Gordon had the best dunk of the night, too, which is another tough thing.
Yeah. I mean, I think they should just kind of limit it because, I mean, usually when we see this thing throughout the history of the dunk contest, it always comes down to two guys, not only because it's the finals, but because it's really only two guys that can do multiple things that are impressive enough to get there. You know what I'm saying? So they need to just limit it to like four dunks because Aaron Gordon got four 50s. And lost.
You did.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So it's like, all right, you just limit it to four dunks. The finals dudes do a fifth dunk. If they both get 50s, all right, cool. Then you do one dunk, and whoever has the better dunk, even if they're both 50s, you give the bad person it, and you let it go. Because at some point, you have to think about, you know, like Aaron Gordon's knees. Like, they dunked 10, 20 times, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, plus warm-ups. Like, that's like a ridiculous amount of jumping for something that's supposed to be exhibition.
No doubt.
And relaxing for the players.
So I think that's the thing. I think it's a little antiquated doing this, like, 50-point scale that they're judging it on. What they really should do is have everyone do their dunks and say, this is the best dunk, that's the second best dunk, that's the third best, that's the fourth best. And you do it that way instead of, hey, this is a dunk that gets a 50. Ooh, wait, that dunk was a little bit better than this one, but this one gets a 52. It's all like, right. Then give me a bigger point scale to judge off of a 100-point scale, and we'll say, oh, we'll get real nitty-gritty with it.
Right.
Because it gets to give everyone 50s because of a really good dunk. It should, like I said, I think you should honestly base on who did the better dunk when it comes to the final round. Like, all right, you both do your dunk, and then we'll decide who had the better dunk.
I mean, the system's obviously flawed.
For sure. And back in the day, didn't they used to have, like, rarely did you get a 50 score?
They had .5s.
Yeah.
Back in the day, like, they had .5. You could give somebody a 9.5.
Yeah, before.
Which there's plenty of those. I think there's a lot of dunks that night that were 9.5.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not from Aaron Gordon or Derrick Jones Jr., but.
Yeah,
in general. You know what I'm saying? But the .5 might even help.
Yeah, agreed.
One of my favorite tweets that came out of the dunk contest this weekend was from Mina Kimes, where it's a video of Aaron Gordon jumping over Taco Fall, and it reads, her tweet reads, and I quote, "It's been nearly 12 hours, and I cannot stop thinking about this. A 7'5 man really had the courage to wear striped pants."
Impressive.
Yep.
He had the longest trench coat in history.
In the history of trench coats, 1,000,000%.
It looked like the Queen's Veil.
I'm just going to say, every coat that guy wears is probably the biggest coat that's out there right now.
That's fair. You know what? Yeah. Fair. All right. So did you guys get a chance to check out the All-Star game?
Yes, of course. Amazing.
Absolutely.
Best All-Star game I've ever seen.
Really?
Yes.
Talk to me about it, because I saw it, but it was on mute, so I didn't really understand what was happening.
Brad, go first.
I mean, I definitely enjoyed the three quarters, three different game system, where each quarter, whichever team won, $100,000 went to their charity.
Mm.
And I think in the next coming years, it'll be a little bit more competitive because of the fourth quarter. But I definitely enjoyed the kids on the sideline cheering for their team, adding a little bit more competitiveness to get their charity that $100,000. So
can you explain the format again for people who didn't watch it?
So they had their normal three quarters, 12 minutes, but each quarter was split into three different games technically. Whoever won that quarter, the charity that they chose would win $100,000. Mm-hmm. And at the end of those three quarters, the cumulative score would be brought into the fourth quarter. And the team leading plus 24 was the target score. So last night Giannis had, 133? So the target score was 152 or 157.
Yes.
So, and LeBron James was down by 9, I believe it was. Going into the fourth quarter. So it was untimed fourth quarter. Whoever got to 157 first won the game. And
yeah, I mean, it made the fourth quarter, like, the first three quarters were competitive because of the charities. You have these kids cheering for
you.
And, you know, you can donate $100,000 to, you know, Chicago Boys School or all these great causes. Of course, you're going to play hard in order to achieve that goal. And it just kind of made the game rise as the game. You like, oh, okay, you can have that dunk. All right, cool. You can have that three. Bet. Second quarter, like, all right. Third quarter, and the fourth quarter was straight pickup. You know, we're fouling, we're playing real defense. Kyle Lowry took two charges.
Well, I thought third quarter really started picking up when they both only scored 41 points. You started seeing that urgency for getting those extra points for that fourth quarter.
I mean, because I believe Team Giannis was waxing Team LeBron most of the game, right?
No, only in the second quarter.
And then it kind of jumped back.
Yeah, it started to jump back and then got a tie 41-41.
I mean, Team LeBron knew they had to get on their horse because they were getting smacked. They were getting smacked early on. So, I mean, it made the game good. It made the game really competitive.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys like the new format, though?
Definitely. I hope they keep it.
I mean, I don't like it because I'm going to let Derek go before, because I think Derek has a
Well, I was going to say, man, how could you not like it? You just said it was the best All-Star game you've
It was
seen.
The best All-Star game ever, but, like, for somebody like me who's a fan of my team, you know, like, Kawhi Leonard is injury-prone. Kawhi Leonard was obviously out there protecting himself and somehow still won the MVP, because he's the best player in the NBA. But, but I mean, cause he was out there just shooting threes, basically. He's made 7 threes in the first quarter, which is a pretty easy way to not get hurt by just busting threes, you know what I mean? Yeah. And he had 30 points overall, so what, he only scored 6 points outside of hitting threes, because he hit 8 threes in the game. So Kawhi was chilling and somehow won the MVP. So, I mean, it was good for him, for me, for him, because that was the only player we had in there, and he was kind of chilling. But, like, for, like, Kyle Lowry taking charges in an exhibition game, you know, with Giannis and LeBron going at it like that, at that level, it's like, all right, when if somebody gets hurt? And I don't know if anybody's ever been hurt in an All-Star game to, a, like, a serious extent, but it's like, what if that happens? When if somebody tears an ACL in an All-Star game because they're going all hard in the fourth quarter?
Well, that's what you – I mean, you can't have your cake and eat it too right now. You either want to see good competitive basketball or you don't want these guys to get hurt. Because at some point in time, if you want to have competitive basketball, it's going to be inevitable at some point. At some point in time, somebody's going to get hurt. You know, just that's just – hopefully it doesn't happen something too seriously. Yeah. But that's kind of how it has to be. So you can't have like, oh, I want these guys to protect themselves. And that's what they're going to do, just shoot threes. And that gets really boring really quick.
Yeah.
Defense is
yeah.
what makes it exciting.
And, it, I mean, we can either look back at the past All-Star games that we've seen in the past 20 years. Do we want that again? We're not going to watch. I mean, most people aren't going to watch it. It's fun to see your favorite player or the best players go at it, but they're not really competitive. They're kind of just lobbing it up, just doing their thing. I'd rather see 3 quarters of that and then a fourth quarter where they're going hard like that and they're trying to come back. They're trying to grind to get that target score.
I will say that the way they did it is possibly the best way they can do it, because the first 3 quarters they are somewhat protected, and the fourth quarter is a real game in a sense. So I mean, that's the best way you can do it if you want something that people are going to watch, because I think people really tuned in for this one.
And thanks to Chris Paul for that one. I mean, he's the one that introduced this idea to the commissioner. So I mean, during because he's the president of the Players Association, so he brought it up to them, saying like, as the past couple years he's been watching and seeing this the All-Star game unfold as a fan, and he said, you know what, this is an idea I have to spice it up. And I think it was also his idea for the teams, for like the Team LeBron,
the original idea of that three years ago.
Yeah, okay.
I don't like that aspect of it. I wish it was still East-West.
I mean, but technically it was this year too.
Yeah, it was very, very close to it, but I prefer the East-West. I just like that vibe. It was tight.
That's fair.
Yeah.
You really? Gotta give a shout to Buddy Hield, man, winning the 3-point contest
in dramatic,
real good fashion, man. Such an that was actually probably, I think, the most entertaining thing on that Friday, on that Saturday night, other than, you know, over the dunk contest. I thought that 3-point contest was entertaining as hell.
Pretty good. I mean, for like, they're shooting threes, so it's usually not that exciting. But like, it was very much so.
The way they had two like extra money balls in there that were super deep, that were worth 3 points.
Mm-hmm. What was it, the Mountain Dew ball?
The Mountain Dew balls, yeah. And I just thought, like, the guys, like, even though they are shooting threes, but you see a guy hit three after three after three after three, that's always impressive.
Oh,
no
yeah.
matter what, that is
yep,
impressive
yeah.
beyond belief.
Yep.
And watching these guys go, like, they can just, you know, I was definitely on my seat watching that one, on the edge of it, seeing Buddy Hield take it down. That was kind of cool for them.
I mean, I think that event's always good because you get the best people at doing it, because there's no risk in it.
It's,
you know,
just shooting threes.
Yeah, you're just shooting threes. Like, you're always, like, Steph Curry, if he's available, he's always going to compete in it. Or, like, I don't see why he wouldn't. You know, like, Devin Booker's done it like 3 times.
Right.
Yeah, like people who are good at shooting threes are always going to compete, and it's always going to be very competitive.
Yeah.
So if we could, let's talk about actual NBA basketball, regular season basketball going into the playoffs, because now that the All-Star break is over, we're past halfway. Yeah, we're past halfway point in the NBA season. We just had the All-Star game, as we've been talking about this whole time. And I just wanted to know what you guys think moving forward, who your favorites are. So I'll just give you the top four in each conference, and then we kind of go from there. Cool. I'll start with the Western Conference. Lakers are the one seed if the playoffs restart today, 41-12. Denver is 2, 38-17. Clippers 3 at 37-18. And Utah 36-18. Followed by Houston, Oklahoma City, Dallas, and Memphis as of right now. On the Eastern Conference, you have Milwaukee at 46-8, Toronto at 40-15, Boston at 38-16, Miami at 35-19, followed by Philly, Indy, Brooklyn, Orlando. So, Those would be the seeding if the playoffs started today. So I wanted to get your guys' take on who would end up in the finals. Who do you got? Start with you, Derek.
I feel like it's going to be Milwaukee coming out of the East. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I got to go with my Lake Show, man. I mean, I think a Laker-Milwaukee matchup is an easy one to see right now in the with the way the lay of the land is, the way the teams are playing. But don't shake your head at it. Miami is a team that's coming on really strong. Love them in the East.
Mm-hmm.
But Milwaukee, that team is just, oof, they're really good.
Now, Miami has struggled a little bit as of late, but Miami did hand out Milwaukee's first home home loss of the season. So we'll see. Jordan?
I'm with Derek on the Miami Heat. I'm liking both teams who are fourth in the West and East, respectively, Miami and Utah. Both of them are looking real solid. Yeah. Utah has some growth to be had, but I think they could be a dark horse coming out the West. Obviously, coming out the West, I got to go with the Clippers. The Lakers are there, but I mean...
They're at top right now. That's where they are.
I know. I mean, I'm talking about like as far as talent and skill head to head, but I just think the Clippers have more talent overall.
They're deeper.
Yeah. And we have so many people that we could throw at LeBron. Like, you can't. LeBron's not going to guard Kawhi all game. LeBron can't guard Paul George all game. Once they get into a rhythm, hopefully, if they can both get healthy at the same time, I think that's the only thing is health is the one major concern with the Clippers.
Battle of L.A. could be real interesting if that's what it comes down to.
I mean, and then out the East, I mean, it's always been Milwaukee. It's never really been anybody else.
Yeah, fair enough. What about you, Brad?
I mean, definitely agree. I see it going to be Milwaukee and Miami at the end of it all. I don't really see Toronto and the Celtics or not shocking me as much as they should, I guess. But, yeah, definitely see a battle of L.A. The Western Conference Finals.
Someone can't shock you if they should be doing that, just to let you know. But we'll keep it pushing.
It's funny how we just discard the Nuggets, who have been like a top three team the last 3 years, but they it's just something about them that we don't trust.
Their
best player on the team is Jokic, and Jokic doesn't look like an NBA player. He balls, don't get me wrong, but he does not have the look. So we cannot trust a team. How many Nuggets can you name?
A lot.
Name them.
Jamal Murray,
mm-hmm.
Will Barton,
okay.
Nikola Jokic,
okay.
Gary Harris.
Okay.
What's my guy's name? Did I say Will Barton?
Yep.
Yes. Yep.
Damn, that's
so
it.
You named four.
Who's the starting?
That's actually five. Impressive.
That was actually pretty impressive. Yeah. I can name three.
They have,
of those
they have
guys.
Jerry and Grant too from the Thunder.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's five. That's a starting five, I believe.
Okay, if you say so. I mean, no one's questioning here. We don't know. So.
Yeah. Nobody knows.
You could have named off some random names.
I honestly don't know Miami starting five.
Okay, that's fair.
Like, I mean, because like when you don't really watch, that's what I'm saying. Like when you don't really watch basketball games like that, it's kind of hard. Like when you only watch games on TNT.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, like you only get an eighth of the league.
Yeah.
Like I know what the Pelicans look like.
Isn't that insane though? The NBA has to figure out a way to be able to flex these games, because the fact that the Warriors have 38 nationally televised games when they are the worst team in the NBA this year is troubling. No one is tuning into this. People wonder why the ratings are down. You don't have a dynasty. You, for the first time in the NBA in a while, you have parity, right? You can't say for certain, like, we're taking the top seeds in the finals, sure. But you wouldn't be exactly surprised if Toronto got past Milwaukee. You wouldn't be shocked, right? You wouldn't be shocked if Boston found their way out. You wouldn't be shocked if Miami found their way out. You wouldn't be shocked if the Lakers or the Clippers or Houston goes to the finals, right?
I'd be shocked if Houston went.
Yeah.
That'd be a little
That small ball lineup has not beaten nobody in the 7-game series.
I mean, honestly, I'd be shocked if anyone comes out of the West that's not the Lake. That's not from L.A.
That's not out of L.A.
Yeah. I mean, if Denver goes to the finals,
really
then
supporting
I...
supporting my point, but okay.
Yeah. I give Utah outside chance. That's my dark horse. But other than that, yeah, you're about right.
I feel like, yeah.
But this is the first time we actually have parity, and we're still... And when it comes to the regular season, I feel, in general, it's been more of a yawn than anything else. Like, yeah, we'll see what happens when we get to the playoffs.
I hope Steph comes back posting pictures on Instagram. I mean, if they, because they probably got, what, at least 17 primetime games left. So if Steph can come back for 10 of those,
yeah,
I'd be, I mean, that might add a little excitement because they're going to be on TV, and it's, it, I don't even tune in for those games anymore.
No, I mean,
I'd rather watch the Kings on the Kings channel.
If you're not a Warriors fan, there's really no point in watching this team right now.
If you are a Warriors fan, there's no point in watching this team
right now. Yeah, I'm a pretty heavy Warriors fan. I've front to back Warriors games this year, I probably watched 3.
Yeah, that's tough.
We should probably limit our Warriors talk to just that because they're just that bad. So I don't think we should talk about them anymore. They don't deserve our.
Fair enough.
They don't deserve our.
Moving on, this is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico. We are listener supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Once again, your man Jerome, my man Derek Isamaki, Jordan Booth, a.k.a. DJ J Pounds.
Yeah!
And the homie Stephen Brad.
Okay!
Oh, God, I can't believe that's still relevant. Talking about
Lil John's the man.
What's that?
Lil John's the man.
Yeah.
Lil John. Excuse me.
Lil John. He's still out here yelling it. Talking about practice is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters, just like yourselves, and Bruce Jenkins Insurance. Attention, baby boomers. If you are new to Medicare, leaving an employer, or simply looking for competitive quotes, Bruce Jenkins Insurance may be able to help you find better coverage while reducing your insurance and prescription costs. For answers about Medicare and Medi-Cal, I'm assuming, because, man, this is written bad. I'm just going to be real, though, whoever wrote this under the bus, this is written so poorly, I've been improvising.
I was saying, the way you were struggling with it, I was like, yeah.
It is written really poor. I'm going to read it word for word the way it's written. Ready? Talking about practice is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by Bruce Jenkins Insurance. Attention, baby boomers. If you new to Medicare, leaving an employer plan, or simply looking for competitive quotes, Bruce Jenkins Insurance may be able to help you find better coverage while reducing your insurance and prescription costs. For information about Medicare and Medicare supplements, you can reach Bruce Jenkins Insurance by calling 530-781-3592 or visit brucejenkinsinsurance.com for a complimentary consultation. No period. Written very poorly. Not
there's like
fault,
one
Bruce
little
Jenkins.
Issue in there. Everything else sounded
there's
totally
like
fine.
There's like three. It's my beautiful reading that made it sound okay. Fine.
Apparently, you didn't read it verbatim then. Okay.
Yeah, no, I was improvising a lot of it.
Even then. All right.
Anyway, thanks for the help, Derek. Always.
I don't have the paper in front of me. You said you're going to read it as it was written. I was expecting it to be a really awkward. It didn't sound that awkward.
There was like one like
there was one little thing. One little thing.
If you knew to Medicare.
That was it. Yes, that was the only thing.
No,
everything else sounded fine.
All right, well, let's go back through.
That's all it's talking
about. No. Attention, baby boomers. If you knew to Medicare, leaving an employer plan, and then here's the other part that gets me. For answers about Medicare and Medicare. That's
supplements.
Confusing.
You said that. Medicare supplements.
Medicare supplements.
Medicare and Medi-Cal.
I get it's like.
It's a simple.
It's the next line down.
I
get it.
Yeah.
Shouts to Bruce Jenkins for messing with us. let's just fix this. I'll just get better at reading. How about that? Moving on. Do you have some news for us, sir?
I got some news.
All right. Derek Isamaki with the news.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news. Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
That's right, guys. Time for Derek Isamaki with the news. Before that, you know what? Maybe I just can't read. And I apologize, Bruce Jenkins. And I apologize for throwing whoever wrote this under the bus. But also, let's do better. Halfway apologized.
All right, y'all. Time for the news. Now, I would find it troubling if I was on a busy road. And as I'm driving along, I see someone in a toy tricycle riding in front of me. That'd be a little disturbing, right?
Yeah.
Now, if that toy tricycle was ridden by a 2-year-old, that'd be even more disturbing. It'd be more disturbing if it was an old man on a kid's tricycle, but it's really disturbing that it's a 2-year-old on a tricycle in the middle of traffic. Well, that's what happened in Sandusky, Ohio.
Ohio. That's a bad name for a little child.
They got to get rid of that name.
Yeah, you all should find someone else to name your town after. Either way, this little boy, 2-year-olds, on a little tricycle on a busy street. Officers pull him over. You know, he's riding dirty, so, you know.
Hey, yeah, no,
can't be on the street. Right, can you please step out of the vehicle, sir?
Yeah, yeah.
Do your ABCs backwards, please.
Very hard. I barely know them forwards.
Either way, apparently, this young child had escaped from a daycare center. Now, the reason why this story is, that's maybe that happens. He set him free, man. But this is the fourth child in the past 5 years to escape this daycare center in particular.
Easiest jailbreak ever.
I mean, that's scary. I feel like, you know, kids are pretty easy to keep, you know.
I mean, that's definitely something you need to hear about on Yelp. Right? Yes. Like, hey, just so you guys know, they've lost 4 kids in the last 5 years.
That's a 2-star review right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not good. Either way, I just feel it's kind of like, you know, apparently a deadbolt on one of the doors wasn't locked. I'd hope so. I really hope this kid knew how to like undo deadbolts.
Damn it,
and whatnot.
Jenny.
Yeah.
Again.
The owner of the daycare was taken into custody and charged with endangering children.
Oh.
So, you know, that's never a good charge. Either way, lock your doors, y'all. You got kids around. Careful with them, okay? They're our future. Not a very bright one, but they're still our future. I have a very kid-oriented news today, I'm realizing right now, guys.
All right.
Because this next one. There's a New Jersey father who parked his car in front of his house. He went in for a quick second to pick up something for his wife.
Oh, no.
He left the car running. When he went back outside to pick up the car, it was gone.
Hmm.
Now, this makes it worse because his child was in the back seat. His 1-year-old girl was in the backseat of that car. Obviously, the man, frantic, called the police. However, it was found out that his car wasn't actually stolen. It was repossessed. And luckily, the man who repossessed it did take the child over to the University Hospital in New Jersey to keep her safe. Either way, pay your bills, y'all. That's all I'm going to say, you know? Don't get repossessed, all right? I'm just saying.
How did the tow man, like, not even, like, check? Like,
I don't know. That's a little weird, man. Yeah, like, you go inside and just take the car.
Like, oh, we got him. We got him, Jack. Yeah. We got him.
I mean, granted, as a 1-year-old, a kid's probably not making a whole lot of noise if it's sleeping, just probably chilling in the back seat. But if you see a car seat in the back seat,
you should at least check. Yeah.
Just, you know, go above and beyond the call of duty there, brother, okay? Don't just repossess the car. Check if it's able to be repossessed yet.
I feel it, though, because you only get so many opportunities.
That's true.
He's probably hiding real good.
He was searching for that car. Yeah, like, I got a chance now.
Oh, here it is.
And he left it on for me, too?
Yeah.
Pay your bills, guys. Last one. Best one of the day. A substitute teacher at the Hale Thorpe Elementary School in Maryland is under investigation right now for giving her 4th grade students a show that many of them aren't quite ready for.
Ooh.
She's under investigation for reportedly giving a 4th grade student a lap dance and kissing another one.
What?
Why?
What is... You know what? I had hot teachers when I was young, and I always wondered, like, why can't I get the hot teacher that's, like...
Freaky.
Yeah, down to do something dirty with me. I want to be on the news.
4th grade, though. That's a prime age.
That's a little
right
early.
That's pretty young. I mean, I don't even, bro.
I don't know if I wonder if in 4th grade I would have enjoyed that. You know, are you at that age where you can enjoy stuff like that? Yeah.
I don't think so.
I've been at
that age.
I think
you're kind of on that cusp right now.
I feel like I had my first hot teacher when I was in 4th grade.
Yeah.
You kind of remember, though.
Miss Palladino. Like,
Miss Banyas.
Mine was in 5th grade.
She's bad. She's Filipino. She's bad.
Mine was in 5th grade.
Mine was a freshman high school.
That was
your first good looking teacher?
Yep. Miss Ella.
Shout out Miss Ella.
Mine was Mrs. Azure, so you know.
Yeah, everybody's had a hot teacher. It's okay. But that's okay.
Either way.
Yeah, that's I hope she's not in town anymore. I just realized it's
make sure they're proper age next time, guys. That's all I'm going to say. And maybe not your students. You know, there's plenty of fish in the sea, from what I hear.
Or just wait. Just saying.
I mean, you got to strike when the iron's hot, and she's hot right now. Okay, she's not going to be hot when they're old enough.
Yeah,
okay?
14 so, years know, is a long time.
That's a long time. Yeah. A lot can go happen in 14 years. Bad things, like jail for pedophilia.
True.
That's the news.
Thank you, sir. So from the news around the world to the news right here in the North State, Statman Brad's North State Update.
He's got facts. He's got stats. And his name is Brad. It's time for Statman Brad's North State Update.
All right. Buckle in your seatbelts. It's going to be a long one. We have high school playoffs. We have basketball in college. We have baseball. And we have softball. All right. We're going to start with college basketball, Chico State men and women's. First, for the women's, they're 14-10 overall, 10-8 in conference. They're in sixth place, one game back of fourth place to get that first home game. You're going to have to be on top of it this time because I'm going to be going fast.
All right, keep it moving.
They had two wins against Pomona. They are in fourth place right now and a win for San Bernardino. Now the men are in fourth place after this weekend, one game back of second place. It's a close race up in the top four or five seeds. They are 18-6 overall and 13-5 in conference. They lost to Pomona. And they won against San Bernardino. Both teams will be playing on Thursday against San Francisco State and Saturday against Sonoma State. Both games will be at home at Acker Gym. Now, going to baseball, they played against San Francisco State this weekend. The first game on Friday, they won 8-4. First game on Saturday, they lost 2-7. Next game, won 1-0. Yes, they won. And they won 6-4 on Sunday. Their next game, next series is going to be at Cal State Monterey Bay Friday through Sunday, doubleheader on Saturday. Softball, they had a week off. They're going to be coming back playing at Humboldt State this weekend. Good luck, ladies. Good luck.
Good luck, Lady Wildcats.
And now that prep basketball season is over, playoffs have started. D3 in SCIF. Playoffs is going to start. Number one, Foothill for the boys. They get a bye. PV gets the number three spot. They'll play against number six, Las Plumas. Their first game is the 21st. Chico grabs that number two spot playing against Red Bluff. They'll be playing the 21st. Going quickly to D4. Paradise coming back to the playoffs. They're in the eighth spot playing against Yreka. Oroville just up the road from Chico gets the number five spot and will play against number 12 Winners.
There you go.
Orville Tigers, that works. Number three, Gridley, will get a bye. D5, Durham, just right up the road, will get a bye. They're number four. Modoc will play Biggs. Number 11, they'll play the 19th. Portola will be hosting Hamilton for the boys. And quickly, for the girls, PV gets that number one spot. They will get a bye. And Chico gets that number three spot, will play against Red Bluff. Going to D4, number 5, UPrep, will be hosting Orland, number 12. They'll be hosting the 18th. Gridley will get the number 3 spot, and they'll get a bye. Oroville will get that number 7 spot, and will host Pierce on the 18th. And for D5, Durham gets the number 2 spot, and Hamilton, the number 4 spot. Both teams will get a bye. And that is your North State Update.
All right, Brad.
That was so fast, Brad.
You covered a lot right there.
I am excited for high school playoffs right now.
Do you actually go to these events or like any of these games?
Every once in a while.
Almond Bowl and like stuff like that.
Basketball's Friday. Rarely when I actually get a chance.
Yeah.
So
we got to link up and go to one of these playoff games.
Yeah, I'd be down.
I'd be down to go to basketball. I haven't seen any basketball games out here.
Yeah, well,
only if we can be part of the halftime show. Okay, we're celebs. I think we should get some due credit for that. You know,
yeah, we're Chico's number one sports talk radio.
No, we're not just Chico number one. We're North State number one.
Comedy roaster Jarrell Gilbert.
Yeah, come on, man.
You're right. Let's do this.
They love us up in Reading. You can't hear us up there, but they love us up there.
We're huge in Reading. We crush it.
We're in the foothills, baby.
And beyond.
Yeah.
There we go.
Don't forget the Sacramento Valley, though.
Well, that's further south. We don't
shout
talk
out the
about
Sacramento
them.
Valley.
All right.
I want you to write that song right now. Yeah. Okay?
I want to hear that.
In my head, I sing it in like Ty Dolla $ign's voice.
It didn't sound quite like that, but yeah. I appreciate what you're going for.
You got to be featured on a song for it to be a good Ty Dolla $ign song, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got to be featured, not his actual song.
So, weekly, just to let you guys know, the way we kind of come up with the show is Brad puts things in the rundown and then we kind of tweak them from there. So we appreciate all Statman Brad. We appreciate all his efforts here. There is no but. I'm just saying one of the things I see here just says thoughts on XFL.
Jordan's got them.
Break it down for us.
Originally, it was just XFL. So I just thought, like, everybody's thoughts on XFL, if anybody had anything to say about it. Other than, I mean, I pretty much said what I had to say. It's just like,
okay,
DC looks really good. Houston looks really good. It's like counter NFL.
Are you intrigued by this at all?
Very intrigued.
You are? You're watching the games?
It's counter NFL. It does everything that the NFL does wrong right. Challenges are... Two minutes or less.
Okay.
Yeah. There's not helmet to helmet penalties. I mean, obviously, I understand that stuff for like health reasons and safety reasons. But like these guys are trying to get it, so like, you know, you got to play with the cards you're dealt, and like they're not worried about stuff like that.
You got
to they do interviews right after plays. Like, so if you go down and score, like they'll like talk to you, like, yeah, so what did you see on that? Or like Matt McGloin threw like an interception, they ran it back and they talked to him like right after, and he like said some crazy stuff at halftime and got benched, and like it's like wrestling and like real professional football together. It's kind of tight. I don't know, it's interesting.
It is kind of cool that you do hear the mic conversations between the quarterback and the coach. You hear the coach calling in the plays and whatnot.
Yeah.
Well, what I thought was really funny, though, is apparently Jim Zorn, he's the head coach for one of the teams.
Yep.
Did not realize that they were recording those conversations and were broadcasting those out. His play calls are being called out, which I thought was really funny. But he didn't realize that was happening, and he didn't like it.
I feel it.
Yeah. I actually like that they're actually trying to talk to the players mid-game, and they're getting their thoughts after the play happens. Or like, hey, what'd you see on that play? Like, why did you do this?
Yeah, I'm sure the players don't enjoy it, but I mean, they're playing professional football when they weren't. So
yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
It's a good look for them, and then you see the rejuvenation and the rebirth of some of these college stars. Who like, I'm a pretty good big fan of college football, so like,
yep.
I recognize a lot of these players.
Sure.
So, and you think like at some point they may even get a chance to play in the NFL later in the year because the seasons run or don't overlap. Yeah. So maybe if you have a good XFL season, you can get picked up and go to training camp or stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to feel the players actually like it. They're getting camera time.
Yeah, 100%.
Legitimate camera time.
Yeah.
Like, helmet off camera time.
Yeah, they're getting exposure.
Yeah.
That's great for them. All right. That's enough XFL. We spent about 10 minutes last week talking about it, and I don't want to spend another second on this show.
Oh, I wasn't here last week, see, that's why.
Yeah. You're good. Be good. With that said, goodbye, XFL. Let's bring in our foreign correspondent. The better Isamaki out of the group, out of all the Isamakis we've ever had on the show. Even though your dad's been on the show, he didn't really talk. He just hung out in the background. He might have been the best. But we're bringing in our gal, Aaron Isamaki. Aaron, what is going on, my friend?
I'm slightly offended. My dad might be the better of the Isamakis.
Well, I'm just saying he birthed
Isamaki.
You guys.
He didn't birth us.
Well,
he put us in there, but he didn't birth us.
That's fair.
That's,
you know what?
50% of his team.
Yeah, that's a fair point. He did not birth you, but he contributed to your birth.
He did, and I would say he's a huge contributor in the factor that Derek and I both like sports. So, okay.
All right. So he's the best Isamaki that's been on the show. Can we agree?
Let's not get carried away.
Okay. You're still the best Isamaki. I apologize. Semantics, you know?
I appreciate
that's
that.
That's heresy.
All right, Aaron, what do you got for us this week? What are we talking? We talking hockey? What are we talking?
Yeah, we're gonna go hockey because
fuck yeah.
I should not do hockey just because of that. But
fuck yeah.
Some of the events that I told you guys last week that I'm going to be a Colorado fan.
Yes, that's correct.
They have decided to crap the bed. I mean, and this is par for the course for me. I'm sure Derek can tell you. My husband can tell you. If I pick a line, I pick the wrong one. I'm not good at it. They played the Caps, I think, on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
They're up 2-0, and then the Caps come back and score 3 unanswered goals, and they lose. It gets better. It gets better. They played the Kings on Saturday, and they lost to basically the worst team in hockey. So, sorry, Avalanche fans. My bad.
Well, they are winning right now, though. So, that's good.
Oh, yeah, they are playing right now. So, that's good. Let's hope that that stays. But I think the game just started.
Yeah, they're about 7 minutes in, so...
Yeah, so you know they were winning against the Capitals, and I was watching the game. I was all cocky. I was like, "Look at us beating the best team in hockey!" Turn away for 1 second, and they're down three unanswered goals. It was a rough week for us.
I mean, the last couple of years, you should be used to the teams you root for pooping the bed.
Yeah, that's true. But I feel like we're on an up year. You know, Packers did okay. The Lakers are doing great. I think the Avalanche are going to do well. They're going to go deeper into playoffs for sure.
Wait, did you say you're a Packers fan?
I am. That
explains why we lost. Okay.
Yeah, actually, it's probably my fault. So I apologize.
It's okay.
It wasn't the fact that you were an inferior squad.
No.
Great news for the San Jose Sharks, guys. They just lost Erik Karlsson, and a couple weeks ago they lost their captain Logan Couture, so they're pretty much done for the season.
Yeah, it's not looking
good for them at all.
Hey, I did want to I appreciate all your thoughts on hockey. I really do, but I did want to kind of pick your brain about this stuff with the Astros. The more and more stuff that's coming out, are you getting infuriated as a lifelong Dodgers fan?
Yeah, I mean, I am. And I think I've been infuriated the whole time, like even when it kind of first came out and people were kind of like, I don't know, what are you going to do about? But, I mean, Manfred's response on Sunday was just kind of like, it's a trophy, guys. And, hey, the players, they're getting it really rough in the public. So, you know, I couldn't also punish them. It's like no responsibility. It turns out to be a huge scandal. I mean, it's huge. And they get barely a slap on the wrist?
Well,
I'm going to cheat from now on, too. But there's just no reason not to.
So I'm kind of confused about this. So I wanted to kind of open this up to everyone here. But these players not getting punished for what is overtly cheating, when players who weren't even necessarily caught doing performance-enhancing drugs. I mean, we all assume, right? I think it's pretty safe to say that Barry Bonds was most likely taking steroids, right? I think we're all comfortable.
He tested positive.
No, he didn't.
Yeah,
he
with
was
the
in
cream.
That report, man.
He never tested positive.
But he was in that report.
I think they went back and tested. And it was like after he was retired, though, I think.
Yeah, I think he was in the Manfred report, but he never tested positive while
being... Canseco report, but yes.
Correct, yeah.
Was it the Canseco?
Yeah, you said the Manfred. He's the new commissioner. It's okay.
Yeah, and it wasn't the Canseco report either. Canseco's the one who blew the whistle. But anyway, I find it interesting how those two things... I find it interesting how those two things stack up. So I just wanted to get your opinion, being a lifelong Dodgers fan. So that was it. Just curious.
What do you think a proper punishment would be, Aaron?
Suspend. I mean, suspend all of the players and some sort of stripping.
Realistically, I don't think you can't suspend all the players. I mean, you know.
Why not?
I mean, it's a 162-game season. I mean, what are they going to do for players? What about their fans?
They have a minor league system. Yeah.
Well,
and we're going to call up real early.
I mean, somebody pointed out earlier maybe like suspending them from the playoffs. So that way you still get the entertainment value of the team, but they just don't get rewarded for their success.
But then you have a useless season.
Don't cheat.
And you don't get suspended. It's a win-win for them. They still get to play baseball. I mean, their stats still get to get added
they
to
still
the
get
books.
Paid.
Yeah, they still get paid. But they just don't get the privilege of going to the playoffs.
Here is a nice bet for all you people out there who want something to look forward to this entire year.
Yep.
The Houston Astros currently have an over-under of 83.5 of batters are going to be hit. I take the
over on that.
I take the over.
And last year there were three teams that had the over on that one. The Mets, Cincinnati, and Oakland.
But didn't Manfred say that he's going to penalize people for
which
throwing
is
at them?
Complete and utter bull.
Shit,
yeah, he said he wants to come up with a new rule to come down harder, because all of these teams have threatened to hit players. But, I mean, I think that they can do whatever they want. I just don't think teams are going to care.
Yeah,
everyone is outraged, and I don't think it's just the Dodgers.
Manfred just needs to get that Shih Tzu out of here, you know?
Wow. You guys forced that one.
That was really forcing it.
Force.
Hey, we got it in, though. Yeah. We got it in. Thanks, Derek. Yeah. We've been working on that for a while.
No one said no, okay?
I say no now.
Too late.
Too late. Too late.
You finished already.
All right, on your way out of here, what else you got for us? Anything, Aaron?
I would advise those of you who don't like Valentine's Day, shop for candy a few days after. It's marked down. You get great sales. You still get the candy. It's great. Win-win, guys.
Pro tip.
Oh, nailed it. Hey, nailed the dismount as always. Thank you, Aaron. We always appreciate your thoughts and your time. We will talk to you next week.
Talk to you later, guys.
All right.
Peace.
I think I'm obviously not a Dodgers fan, but I think I would be absolutely infuriated.
They're lucky they're not playing us this year.
The more that comes out with this, I just think, again, it'd be like finding out Kansas City knew the Niners play calls and was cheating. I would be so infuriated. And the fact that that World Series was so close, the fact that it went seven games, as a lifelong Dodgers fan, Derek, I can't imagine how upset you have. You have to be burning up over this inside.
No doubt. I mean, there's it's worse because nothing's happening to them.
Yes.
Know? That's the
there's
thing.
There's no punishment.
Yeah, that's the thing that's really just...
The people that are getting punished aren't even with that franchise anymore.
I mean, like, they could win the World Series next year.
They could.
Legitimately.
Yeah. I mean, their team is good. They have a good team.
They got rid of A.J. Hinch, and A.J. Hinch is one of the guys that actually was a staunch opposer to this whole thing. He actually broke up their systems
yes,
at times.
Like, that's correct.
Taking bats to TV, to computer screens and whatnot.
Yeah.
So he's gone, but like again,
and he's
the
one person who was trying to fight it.
Yeah.
All the players that just rolled with it, still employed.
Yeah. Yeah. No doubt they're lucky they're not playing us this year. Because I mean, I think it would get ugly for them if they are able to step foot in LA again.
And not only is this sign stealing affecting the Dodgers and their World Series chances, it actually costs a lot of people their jobs. I mean, one big guy was the Blue Jays pitcher, Mike Bolsinger. Like, he got blown up in the Astros-Blue Jays series, and he lost his job that next year. Has not made it back to the MLB because of how bad that series was. And he was a good pitcher. It just baffles me that they're not getting punished because, or he's not being reinstated because of how of this cheating scandal.
I mean, the thing that's missed here is the trickle down. Because, like, yeah, like, all right, cool, like, they cheated. But, like, you got to think about, like, okay, you think about the people it directly affects, like the Dodgers and the Yankees and all these different teams. But you got to think about, like, you're talking about the individual people personally, the people that were hit off with, the people that gave up 14 runs.
And their stats are being blown up now. Yeah. It's like,
and now it looks like they're not credible.
They're not a good pitcher. Yeah. They're not a good player anymore.
It just affects so many things. And for them to not, that's why I think the playoff suspension is the perfect thing, to where you still get their revenue. Mm. They're still part of the MLB. You don't tarnish the entire legacy of the franchise. But there's a strict punishment.
And there's all these scandals that have gone down. You have the Black Sox. You have the whole steroid era. And then now you have this, and there's nothing. Steroid era. You're not going to the Hall of Fame, and you get suspended, if not kicked out of the league.
Pete
for
Rose
it.
Got suspended for life.
Yeah.
For shaving points.
He bet on his team to win.
Oh, that's him.
Yeah, exactly.
Be
no, shaving yeah, points yeah. was the Black Sox that's back in the teens. Or
Early 1900s.
Early 1900s, yes. Yeah.
But so he only been on his team to win.
That's whack. You should be able to do that.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
And
so I'm about to go nutter butter tonight. Like, I got 10,000 on this.
It's like, I'm going to try. I'm going to do my best to get this win, and I'm going to get money on top of that. Like, I don't agree with that. It's against the rules. But...
Okay, enough baseball talk. I am bored. Let's talk about some real football, because all we've talked about as far as football was XFL.
And now. It's time we take a deep dive into the world of soccer with the man responsible for such flashes of brilliance as...
39 was last year, and he could barely, like, throw a ball out at a barnside.
It's time for Derek Izumaki's Foot in Mouth. No!
That's right, y'all. It's time for some football round. I got to go through this real quick because not much time. So much to get through. Man City banned 2 years. Why? Financial fair play issues. They lied about how much money they made, and now they're gone from the Champions League for the next 2 years. What are the players going to do right now? Are they all going to leave? What's Pep going to do? He's probably going to leave too. Man City down in the drains once again. Two-year ban. Was it worth it? Probably not.
No.
But you know what? Champions League's still coming on tomorrow and Wednesday.
That's right.
It starts up again. The knockout stage.
Knockout!
It's back! PSG, Dortmund starting off. You got Atletico Madrid and Liverpool starting off tomorrow. That is your Tuesday. Oh, my goodness. What two amazing games you've got. Then after that, it's got Atalanta and Valencia, Tottenham and RB Leipzig on Wednesday. And then the week after that, it's the big granddaddy of them all. You've got Real Madrid and Man City.
Ooh.
They are facing off. Man City, one last chance to get that ever elusive Champions League trophy. Will Pep win it for them this last year he's there? He's probably going to be going now. 2 year ban from Champions League. That's ridiculous. That's unheard of. That's what the Astros need right now, is a ban